We are One Wing Low, and this is Notes and Bolts.
Bye. listening to the Notes and Bolts interview series. Today I'm here with two members of One Wing Low. How are y'all?
Pretty good.
Doing good.
So what are your names?
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Cody.
And who's missing?
Blair and Carrie.
So what's the history of One Wing Low from the very beginning?
It was basically started by Blair and Carrie. They wanted to do an all-girl band, and also play instruments that they weren't able to play in their other bands. Blair is the bassist for Soft Speaker, and Carrie is the bassist for Deadlands, but Carrie actually ended up being the bass player in our band, so we were switching instruments around for a while. And then I met them through Craigslist. I had always wanted to join a band. I hadn't really ever tried very hard. I had done a lot of solo stuff. So I put out this one ad, the first one I'd ever posted, and Blair replied saying that she was starting this all-girl band. And I had put, you know, that I wanted to try playing some more guitar, and that I could do vocals and songwriting. So I ended up coming in with lyrics to a couple of their instrumental songs, and so we played, and it was like love at first sight, band love at first sight. So we started playing together. We got a drummer named Melissa, who unfortunately has left the band to go to Connecticut and make babies. But so we basically, after we started the band, we wrote really like a lot of writing in a couple months. We probably wrote 7 different songs, and then played them. We had our first show at Quenchers. After that, we started gigging around town, playing with a lot of our friends' bands, and yeah, recently...
Was your sound established at that point? Were you still discovering it?
We are really genre confused. We've never really known what kind of music we play. Some people have told us it's like an alternative pop kind of band. We finally just decided to call it Kittencore Death Pop, because we write about a lot of morbid things, but really it's probably more of an alternative rock kind of thing. So yeah, we continued playing, writing. We recorded our EP last October, which we did at Caffeinated Recordings with a friend of ours named Matt. Put that out. It's really cool. It was picked up a lot of places around Chicago. Chirp Radio was really into it and played it a lot. We were really stoked about that. We did a benefit show for them. And then we also found this conference in Austin. This was in like July of last year, that we decided we wanted to play. We had never heard of it before and we didn't really know what it was. But it was a music conference for women. So we went down there, drove like, 14 hours to Austin with all our gear in a rental van. It was crazy. We showed up at this conference and there's like no one there. Like no one had attended this thing. We played for probably about 10 people. We got like cornered by some of the weirdest people we'd ever met and like asked a lot of questions, and then we just kind of ran out of there as fast as we could. But we also set up 2 other shows with some friends of ours that are in a band called The Gary, that are based in Austin. So first we played at a record store, that there was just a group of guys drinking a lot of whiskey, and sort of listening, but we had fun. And then we played at this place called the Carousel Lounge, which the opening band was a Rolling Stones cover band that proceeded to get wasted and dance like
hardcore dancing to our set. So that was ridiculously fun. We headed back. We were very tired. That's probably the only time we wanted to kill each other, was driving 14 hours back after doing 3 shows in one day and then going to sleep for like 5 hours. So that was kind of our big adventure as a band. Now we are saying we are like a 4-hour radius band from now on. We are not touring any more than 4 hours away anywhere. So we came back, we started writing a little bit more. We kind of kept getting offered shows we really wanted to do, so the writing's kind of been a little bit on the back burner. And yeah, then we lost our drummer. She moved to Connecticut, like I think I already said this, but we put up an ad on Craigslist for a new drummer, and we had about like 6 people try out, and we liked all of them, and we really liked one of them, and he's here right now.
It's me.
Yeah. Do you want to say why you wanted to join?
I guess kind of the same reason as Carrie and Blair. I play in a band called Dirty Rotten Sunshine. It's my main kind of thing. But I wasn't playing enough drums, and I wanted to play more. So I was looking around for bands on Craigslist, which I've done before. I ended up playing in a punk band called Headspins for a while on guitar. But I was looking to play more drums, and I came in, did the tryout and everything, and it was a lot of fun. And I've always wanted to be in a girl band.
So we're still calling it a girl band, right?
Yeah. We're just going to call it a girl band. I don't know.
It works for you.
Yeah, and we all get along great. We've been playing a lot of shows. It's been nice.
Did we intimidate you?
No.
Like, at your audition? Because another person said we were really intimidating.
Oh, well, when I was coming to the audition, there was a guy leaving with, like, a cymbal bag and stuff, and I was like, it's my competition.
Yeah, you know what's funny is he and I started another band.
Oh,
recently.
How about that?
Yeah, anyway, that's a weird anecdote.
Thanks for telling me.
Yeah. So he's not super mad about it, I guess. Anyway, anything more to say? Have you had fun playing shows with us and stuff?
Yeah, it's like being in marching band again. Like awkward, like male-female interaction, but it's mostly female because there's 3 of you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been fun. It's been fun. We played Shuba's and Subterranean.
Mm-hmm.
I got in there.
Yeah.
And like Quenchers. Where all have we played since I've been in here?
I don't know. Those 3 definitely. Elbow room.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, that's like the whole band history, I think.
Thank you. more to land. I swing a nightstick, and you best not get out in front of it. Cause when the time comes, you're gonna need to run. I swing a nightstick.
Nightstick by the Columbines, who are good friends with ours. We've gotten to play the same fest as them, the PRF Fest that's in town. It just happened recently. Anyway, good songs.
So what's the place of One Wing Low in the Chicago music community?
I would say we've tried to get as involved as we can. At first, we were sort of focusing on playing with other female musicians and really getting involved. And, you know, it's been fun. I try to talk to everybody at shows and add everybody on Facebook. I think the community is really awesome. We've gotten to play with a lot of really great bands. It was really cool to be accepted by Chirp and played on Chirp Radio a lot. We really love them. I think they're a great organization. Cody, do you wanna
Say
anything?
This is a interesting question. where do we see ourselves in the Chicago music community? I don't know. Because it's all kind of our side thing. And at this point, but we're still...
It's not my side thing. Jeez. No.
Well, we all are in other bands.
Yeah.
It's like fun thing, right?
Yeah, we all are in other bands, and they're all really, really different from One Wing Low. So everybody kind of plays with an eclectic mix, I would say. I don't know. We're having fun.
So you wouldn't say you're a career band?
Probably not. Although Blair always talks about wanting to get famous, but I think we're like half joking most of the time.
You never know.
We've made some schemes to get famous, but none of them have really worked out. Like Blair tried to pimp us out to like a yogurt company one time to see if we could get like a theme song. That didn't go very well.
What happened?
They just didn't ever answer, and I guess it was on Twitter, and I was just like, did you really try to pimp us out to a yogurt company? And she was like, yeah. What was the company? They make, like, the green ones.
The green ones.
I would say that the place of One Wing Low in the Chicago community is the Weird Girls from your high school that started a band and started writing a lot of songs about cats. We seriously have songs about Game of Thrones, Star Trek, that's going to be a new song. Slumber Party Massacre is one of our, it's like our free bird, like that's the song everybody likes when they hear it. So we really jump around on subjects, and we've also tried to get involved and get to know the other female musicians in Chicago that we really like. Some of my favorites would be like Puritan Pine, The Cell Phones, The Baby Magic. We've gotten to get to know a lot of these people. We also, Blair and I, and Melissa, our former drummer, volunteered for Girls Rock Chicago this last summer and had a blast and got to meet so many cool girls from the community. And as well as like having fun, what, influencing young people to rock, I suppose. So that was a big thing for us. Yeah, we're just trying to support women in music as well as be women in music and have a good time.
Do you feel like that's something that's sort of understated in a lot of ways, the idea of being a female in music? I only ask that because you've seemed to have made such a point of discussing it, like a four-girl band, Girls
Rock. One thing is, we kind of went back and forth on, were we going to advertise ourselves as a band or an all-girl band? And that was something we've debated over and over again. Sometimes saying you're a girl band gets you some more attention, but we also wanted people to be more focused on the music that we were making rather than the fact that we are all girls. But, you know, in the end, it was so cool to get involved, like, and get to know other female musicians that we've pretty much kept the description of an all-girl kittencore death pop band, which is what we decided our genre was.
Have you ever thought about dropping the all-girl part? Just because there's also that... I mean, there is also the truth that maybe people should just be viewed as good musicians, regardless of their genre.
Yeah, kind of. We technically have dropped the all-girl thing because now we have Cody, and we like him a lot. And, you know, when we were auditioning drummers, we were basically looking for the best drummer. Not, you know, they didn't have to be a girl. But lately we kind of have just been advertising ourselves as a band, but we've kind of gotten to be known as like a girl rock band, at least in Chicago. That's sort of what everybody always says
or advertises. Is that aggravating now though?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think we're probably going in the direction of just saying we're a band, but, kind of see what happens. It's sort of it's a hard thing to decide, you know, do you want people more focused on your music, or do you use the thing that kind of gets you some more attention? All-girl bands, you know, they're not as rare as they kind of used to be, and in Chicago they're not rare at all. And there's quite a few, but we did sort of notice that people paid more attention when we said we were an all-girl band. I don't really know why that is, but there you go.
Jackie Robinson on the Brooklyn Dodgers. Jackie Robinson on the Brooklyn Dodgers. Jackie Robinson on the Brooklyn Dodgers. A man of talent, a man of courage. A 3-hour meeting with Branch Turkey. Jackie, do you think you can keep your cool? Do you have the guts to not fight back? Bunt that ball down the line. You gotta bunt that ball right down the line. You gotta bunt, bunt down the line. You gotta bunt that ball right down the line.
saw Jackie at a tryout to play for Boston. Managers are no-show, players are no-show. What a bunch of fools that diss Jackie Robinson.
Like every
was Ignite, off our last EP. And before that was Soft Speaker with Jackie Robinson.
You're not going to read the rest
no,
of it?
No, that's so much words to read.
A man of talent, a man of courage. Soft Speaker has the weirdest song names. Anyway.
Yeah, they're good, though.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. Anyway.
What's the future for One Wing Low?
Well, the big thing is we just shot a music video to our song Slumber Party Massacre.
Freebird.
Yeah, that's our Freebird. The song itself is sort of a throwback to, like, the 60s style groups, but with a rock twist. So it's kind of along the lines of, you know, My Boyfriend's Back, or It's My Party, only it's morbid and,
like slasher flick.
Like a horrible slasher flick made into a song.
Yeah.
So then we decided we would make a slasher flick out of the song. And the music video is featuring a lot of Chicago musicians that we kill off in many different ways. Lindsay from the Cell Phones is our murderess. Jenny, who's the main character of the song. And yeah, we all got to die. We got to kill off all of our friends in a giant pillow fight, bloodbath. Which, you know, this all pretty much describes our band and the vibe. So, yeah, most what part, would you say?
Yeah, I think so. Shot with Lenny Gilmore. He's shoots photos for Red Eye mostly, but he worked on the last Secret Colors music video that they did. Really great guy, and
and Lena is basically the artistic director who's did all the makeup and the gore effects, and is kind of the storyboard director, so
yeah,
pretty cool. She's in Marcrest too, Lena, which we have a song of theirs on our playlist somewhere.
Are there any directions you're heading in musically past what you did on this first EP?
We have been just jamming, like literally just making 15-20 minute jams. I've been playing the violin and synthesizer, and we've all kind of been, sometimes Carrie plays drums, so we've been just kind of messing around with the idea of writing together, whereas usually we had each brought in different songs that we'd already finished, and then we would work on them as a band. So now we've kind of decided we're writing a rock opera about a cat that... Is it that it drops acid or something and goes on like a trip through space and falls in love and then wakes up and is confused about whether it was a dream, and I'm just confusing myself even talking about it. So that's one thing that we wanted to do. And then we are kind of going to release an EP of our funnier songs. Blair has a song about Star Trek called Edith Keeler Must Die. So that's going on there, as well as Slumber Party Massacre, which we haven't recorded yet, and a song we have called This Is Not a Drill, which is about the dangers of ocelots.
Pretty serious stuff.
It is pretty serious. How'd you feel the first time you had to play the ocelot song?
Well, you guys were just like, okay, let's play it through. So we put it through twice before we even had a show, like, with it. It's just like, oh, it'll be easy. And then, the song's weird.
It is weird.
But it's just, like, that delicious garage rock goodness. With all those, like, weird, like, lyrics. Makes people kind of wonder what's going on when we play it live.
Yeah, it scares people.
Which is always a good thing.
That's what I want.
It's a great way to start the show, because then people, you know, it sets up expectations, you know, whether we meet them or not. Who knows, but...
God, we talk a lot about cats.
So where can folks find all of One Wing Low's material?
We have a Bandcamp onewinglow.bandcamp.com. It's a free EP. We're pretty much keeping all our music online for free, and we do have CDs that we sell for $5 at our shows. Yeah, and you can find the Slumber Party Massacre video on YouTube. So.
All right. Well, thank y'all for being on today.
Thank you.
And to check out past episodes of Notes and Bolts, you can go to notesandbolts.net. Make sure to check out One Wing Low, the next time they play out. This has been Notes and Bolts.